Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, and the dumb Tuesday edition. After Monday Night Football, who knows what's on the list? Let's get to the good of the day. What is it, Mr. Culver?
The good of the day, I got to go to your South Carolina head football coach, Shane Beamer.
Shane Beamer!
Yes. He was asked the other day what Georgia's defensive line was doing to make things difficult for his offense.
Yeah, this is great.
Here's his answer.
Georgia's defensive line, what were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players on their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got five-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good. That's why they have the top defense in the country. They're hard to run the football on. So there wasn't some magical scheme they came out with tonight. They got five-star recruits everywhere, and they play really physical. Damn.
Yeah, that makes me kind of depressed, too.
Yeah.
It's like if Shane Beamer, if you don't get those kind of players, you're never going to win.
Right.
There's
still hope, but it's
very honest, again, and it's wonderful.
I know that you say this time and time and time again, that reporters ask a question that everyone knows the answer to, but you ask it just to get the soundbite.
Just to get the soundbite.
And this is one of those questions where, you know, yeah, you're asking a head football coach, like, why is the number two defense and the number one defense, why did they give you trouble tonight? You know, you kind of know that answer.
Right. He delivers it kind of perfectly. Yeah, and it's finally just, you know, I don't know if coaches are reluctant to say another team is better, right? There's something.
A lot of times,
like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of times they're like, they just don't want to. You know, because, you know, they answer, we joke about it all the time. They answer to, you know, they got these sponsors and these big donors and everybody, you know, coach, what do you think we're going to do? Win 10 games this year? What do you think? 10, 11? And you're like, yeah, we're going to win 4. All right. What are you talking about? Do you even pay attention to this?
Yeah.
You know, like they never, you know, they go, ah, well, you know, we're going to give it a good college try. Ha ha.
Yep.
And Shane Beamer's like, yeah, they're better than we are. Like, what do you want me to say? Like,
this is my favorite. Was like, they've got a five-star defensive lineman who weighs 340 some odd pounds and runs faster than any of you guys right now.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that's so bold, and it's great. I think it's great.
It's very refreshing.
Very refreshing. I was just thinking that word. Really refreshing. Well played. I'm already starting to like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And who knows? You don't know what the future holds. Maybe South Carolina starts to build a little something happening here, you know, and somewhere down the road, you get one five-star recruit. Maybe you get two. Maybe you get three. And, you know, all of a sudden you got something.
When I was in Charleston, I was in Charleston for 1 year, and we had a relationship with a guy that ran some like Gamecock website, which was just a fan website, right? A lot of recruiting, a lot of stuff like that. And so when we were doing our preview, the management said, you should get this guy on to preview the Gamecocks this year. So I said, okay. And I would go through the season with him, and he had, now this was a Spurrier kind of rebuilding year, right? They didn't have a quarterback and they lost some key players, and he had them winning 11 games. And it was only because he was wearing these goggles that prevented him from really seeing what the team really was. He didn't really do the preview justice because he came in so blinded by the idea that South Carolina, you could take that story and multiply it 100 times across the country. So when a coach deviates from those people, right, it's rare. It's rare that happens. And I'm glad he said that. He should have said that. He should have said, look, guys, you know why we lost? They're way better than we are. And he doesn't have to take the fault for it because he's like, I didn't spend the last 5 years recruiting here. So good for him. I like that. What's the bad of the day?
This is a continuation of a story we did, God, maybe year and a half ago, almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Brazilian soccer star Hulk. Remember we talked about Hulk?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Hulk, I remember him.
And that is his name. I think we had a conversation about that too, that, you know, is his name really Hulk? And I'm like, right. Yes. His name is really Hulk.
Is it Robert Hulkenstein?
No, just simply Hulk.
Okay, Hulk.
I'm sure, you know, Brazilians all have like, you know, 50 names, but he just goes by Hulk as much as like Pele goes by Pele.
Right.
Anyways, when we talked about him like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he had left his wife and started dating his wife's niece.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, just the other day, the happy couple announced that they are pregnant.
Of course they did.
With Hulk's, it'll be Hulk's fourth child, her first, obviously.
Wonderful.
Now, he does have three other kids with his previous wife, which happens to be his new wife's aunt. So
this is going
to
be so weird.
This is where the bad comes in because I'm really trying to figure this out. So his current kids are cousins to his current wife or girlfriend. I don't know if they're married.
Right.
So they're cousins, first cousins, right? Because that's
got it.
That's how it works. Yeah.
I'm asking
for your help here.
I'm trying to follow along.
It's their mother's niece, so that makes them first cousins.
Right. You're right. 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 First cousins. Right.
So what does that make the baby?
Is he excited about this?
I think he's, I don't know.
Is he thrilled about this change, like this weird family dynamic he suddenly created?
Obviously, he loves the women in this family because he did was change the old one in for a newer model.
Maybe like maybe the niece, but maybe they're so much alike. He's like, why stay with the older version when the younger version will be just fine?
Hey, it's why you trade in your iPhone, right?
Right, exactly. I'm getting a newer version of kind of the same thing.
Yep, they upgraded the camera.
Yeah, like it's one thing when you leave your wife for the nanny. The nanny is probably nothing like the wife you're leaving, like when celebrities do this.
Different gene pool.
By the way, if you're married to a famous actor or singer, do not allow him to hire a hot 22-year-old nanny. It doesn't seem to work out like you think
Ever.
It is. Like you think, oh, she's good with the kids. It wasn't the resume. Trust me, it
All
doesn't
of a
end
sudden,
very well.
The husband is coming home early.
That's right.
And I got off work early, so I decided to come home. I let the nanny stay.
All right, and before you know it, Joe Piscopo's on national TV singing a song to his nanny who he just fell in love with.
Yeah.
Right? You never do that. But in this case, it wasn't that.
No.
It was just like family reunion. Hey, honey, this is my niece. Hello, niece. And then it went that way.
Yeah.
You think everybody in the family's cool with this?
I can't imagine that, right?
What happens at the next family reunion?
I mean, I guess, you know, what happens at the, you know, they each get invited to another cousin's wedding.
Right. Hey, hey, Hulk, hey, honey, this is my cousin. Hello, cousin.
Yeah.
He just keeps chugging right down the family line. Oh, good old Hulk.
And then his ex-wife and the ex-wife's niece, which would then be his ex-wife again or girlfriend, you know, now they have a bond, a shared bond, and then you can go and have a fifth child with a third cousin twice removed, or I don't know how it works.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, that's, you know what? I'm surprised. If it's not already a reality show in Brazil, what are they doing?
What are they doing?
Because that would
right?
be a
Jump
reality
in.
Show in America in like 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds? Are you kidding me? Before they even had the baby, they would have been drawing an outline for how this is going to go. Right? Oh, my goodness. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is the PC Warriors are at again. Disney is giving Jessica Rabbit a PC makeover.
I know. I saw this. What are they doing?
So, basically, I don't know if Disney World has the Roger Rabbit ride. It's like a cartoon or car spin ride. They have it at Disneyland. It's in Toontown.
Yeah.
And so the first step was is that they removed her. They removed the damsel in distress from the trunk of a car and replaced it with barrels of what was it, turpentine or the mix?
The stuff that kills the
yeah.
The
so they put barrels in the trunk of the taxi cab. The weasels did rather than Jessica Rabbit, who was tied up. And they're just giving her like going to give her a complete makeover, not make her such a sex symbol.
Are they putting more clothes on her? Is that what they're basically
doing? Some of the talk, yeah, is maybe putting a trench coat on her. I don't know. God. Listen, if you wanted to switch Pirates of the Caribbean and have some of the women chase the men around, that's fine. But now, now you're just messing with a cartoon character.
Yeah, I kind of got the Pirates of the Caribbean thing because they were auctioning off women.
Well, they still have that.
No, they don't. They got rid of that.
Well, the one in Disneyland still has it.
I don't know about that. Look into that. Because they changed it because they took when the old ride had "We want the redhead." The redhead is now a pirate, and she's
auctioning off
the look it up because they made a big deal about this.
Yeah, but the one at Disneyland is "Give us the ready," and she is she's second in line, and they're not.
No, that's the old ride.
New,
they rechanged it
when.
I'll have to look it up in the last couple of years.
Okay, because I was at Disneyland like probably 2 years ago, two summers ago, and they might have just changed it.
They changed it.
I don't want
to
hear that.
You'll have to trust me because this was their big PC move. They were auctioning women. They captured women on the island and auctioning them off as wives. And they said, we're getting rid of this. And they still kept "We want the redhead," but the redhead is now a pirate, and she's got the loot. She's got cash and prizes for the pirates rather than females that have been captured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were skipping over the not-so-pleasant-looking one. That's how I'm putting it.
Gotcha.
I'm using PC to get to the redhead. That's how I always saw it.
Yeah. But Jessica Rabbit's getting some clothes. Is that what they're saying?
She's getting some clothes. She's getting a makeover. You're going to put her in a tracksuit, right?
Sad.
I don't know.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit is a fantastically drawn cartoon.
Some say the best.
Some say the best. Exactly. All right. We got Patrick Stevens coming up. We'll talk some college football, the games that are in the books, and the games that are coming up Saturday. That's coming up later on Wake Up Call.